Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply. ebaymotors.com.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What's up, you guys? Sean Rossap, Fightful.com, here with a name you know. And you know her because she is the newest winner of the Dusty Rhodes Tag Team Classic. We got Dakota Kai. How you doing?
Hello. Thank you for having me. It's been a second.
Yeah.
I've been wanting to talk for a while, but I'm glad it's finally happening.
Yeah, better late than never, and hopefully not the last time for sure, but I mean, my gosh, you got so much going on, as I mentioned. The Dusty Rhodes Tag Team Classic. Would you say that that win at NXT TakeOver Vengeance Day was the biggest of your career?
100%. And I think after Sunday, it's been a few days since it happened, but it's like, it's taken a while for me to actually absorb that it happened. I keep hearing people say congratulations and all this stuff about being the first ever women's winners for the Dusty Cup. So yeah, it's crazy. It's been crazy ever since, like a whirlwind. But
and then of course we saw Nia Jax and Shayna Baszler pop up on NXT, and that was something that a lot of people, even before it was announced, they were like, oh well, the winners should face the women's champion, women's champions. I'm sure you heard that. Was that something that you were hoping for along the way as well?
Yeah. I think we were all hoping that it would lead to that, just to, the tag champions have only defended on NXT, I think, a couple times, once with Tegan and myself against Kairi and Asuka, and then another time I think it was Shotzi and Tegan against Sasha and Bayley. So this will be the third time. We do have Elimination Chamber this Sunday, so that could change some things, keep things the same in terms of who we might be facing. But I'm super happy that it did lead to this opportunity.
And so, yeah. I mean, it is a big opportunity. Those women's tag team titles are like a golden ticket. Like, you win those and you can go anywhere. You could go,
yeah.
Assuming the world was in a more normal place, NXT UK if you would want to, Raw if you'd want to, SmackDown if you'd want to.
Yes, I was saying this too. Like, let's not forget about NXT UK. Those titles should be defended everywhere. But you know, obviously, with 2020 being the way it was, it's difficult. But yeah, I agree. 100% agree.
And is that something you look at as like one of the perks, one of the benefits? Because you have appeared on SmackDown before in the build up to Survivor Series a couple years ago. So, I mean, it's not uncharted territory for you, but I mean, it is that golden ticket that we mentioned.
For sure. And I think NXT is still seen as the third brand. And I think we can do a lot more to elevate it to that level of where SmackDown and Raw are. And I really do think that crossovers like this need to happen more often than not, and just to give a lot more fresh options for matches and things, like people that haven't faced each other before, like that stuff's exciting in terms of match dynamic and storylines and all the rest of it. So yeah, I feel like that would only benefit us in NXT.
Also, do you want to pop over on SmackDown so you can get some heat with Roman Reigns for stealing your nickname?
The big dog.
The big dog.
People thought that I, like, with the new Legacy guys, they thought that we took it off him, but, like, it's been a thing for a few years. But we spell it differently. It's D-A-W-G. Big so, dog.
I mean, I'm sure you still get tweets and messages about that type of thing all the time, right?
Yeah. It's good. And I really do like being reminded of that stuff because the new Legacy guys are so cool and they do a lot of good.
I'm going to pause this real quick to let Mark back in the waiting room. I think.
Oh, he got.
I think he got disconnected.
Oh, no.
So let me frame the shot again.
Sorry about that, guys. Not sure what happened there.
Oh, no problem. No problem. I'll frame the shot again. That way we're good to go.
Come up here. Let's go.
Oh, we have a question about that one, too, by the way.
Which one?
About your dog.
She's right here. She's right here. You need to hop up on my lap.
Okay, we'll start again.
Okay.
So people might have noticed a little bit of a jump cut there. We had a little bit of an edit, but you were talking to your puppy off the air. I got a question from someone, a Jessamine D from Kentucky, who asked if your real job was serving as Pupper's PR now.
Yes.
Look at that beauty.
Yeah, look at her face. She's being so good right now because she knows I've got a treat. But I feel the best part right now is seeing what TikTok trends are happening and making her do them. I'm sorry. Okay,
I mean, your busted challenge went viral. Where's yours?
Actually, yeah, I feel like that trend kind of died a little bit. I like to hop on them before they're completely dead, but I think that would be cute.
I think it peaked with you and Malcolm Bivens. I think you threw the hammer down on it after that.
Yeah, when he messaged me about the idea the day before, I don't have enough confidence to do anything like that myself. But when he told me the idea about it, I'm like, yeah, I could do that because it would be a double swerve. Like, people wouldn't think that Dakota Kai would do it. And then it's a double swerve because you're watching Scooby-Doo WrestleMania with Malcolm. So, yeah.
I noticed a lot of, like, copycat TikToks after that. Like, a lot of people were doing the same, like, very similar. Not that, but, like, maybe people wagging a finger or something like that saying, oh, you're not going to get this. But, I mean, did it surprise you how much that did explode? I mean, it was all over the place. My wife showed it to me.
For the first time she showed it to you?
No, I just one of those things. She's a TikTok viewer. And like it had translated and gone like beyond wrestling, obviously.
Yeah. I was told that it was doing the rounds quite a bit because someone said that it was uploaded to TikTok. I was like, damn, someone's really leeching off my mine and Stokes' sort of creativity, but he's so his brain is ridiculous in terms of creativity and stuff. Like the things he thinks of, even something like as small as something potentially going viral or you know, a TikTok challenge. He's so hilarious. And yeah, that I give 100% props to him. That was his idea. I was only in part of it.
We mentioned your Dusty Rhodes Tag Classic win. You were paired with Raquel about a year ago, but you guys had faced each other like, I think like a dozen times before that across live events. Yeah. Did that familiarity with her on the other side of the ring make you feel more comfortable? How were you approached with this, or did you approach WWE with this partnership?
They actually came to us with this idea on the creative side. Hunter was the guy and their team. They really were the ones that paired us together. It's crazy thinking about it now because Raquel was my first match at the Performance Center after I got signed, and I was one of her first matches too. So everything has really come full circle. But I think the main thing that a lot of us girls in the locker room were super, super stoked about was she was at the Performance Center before I was. So she was there a while and she never really had that breakout moment or really given any opportunity to be on the big stage of being on NXT TV. So when it was finally, the idea was finally brought to us, everyone, not just myself, we were so stoked for her because she's one of the hardest workers and super lovely too. And I knew we'd get along, you know, like you don't want to be paired with someone that and be like, oh no. But she's so nice and she's the hardest worker. She's super strong. She's a freaking powerhouse. So it only helped my sort of I just turned heel like a few months before. So it really helped my creativity in terms of opening up more potential opportunities to play that role.
As far as the heel turn, which was, it seemed like perfectly executed. Did you have any reservations about that? Or were you like, oh, I'm ready. It's time.
Okay. Well, I'm in my 14th year of pro wrestling right now, which is really weird to say. And for 99% of those years, I was playing babyface because it was the most natural role for me to play. It was easy. There were no real challenges there. Just myself.
You're a nice person.
Stop. And when this idea was originally brought to me, I did have some reservations just because it was a newer role. I did play a little bit of the heel role back in Australia in MCW because it's easy for the Kiwi to be the bad guy in Australia because we have that rivalry there, but never anything to this extent. And so I have to admit I did have some fears just because this wasn't going to be easy for me to do and there were going to be big challenges there. But once the turn happened at War Games, everything sort of started rolling and I started gathering more confidence with everything that I did. And then the pairing with Raquel helped me so much more because I did feel like I hit a ceiling in terms of what I was doing as a heel, even though it was only for a few months. But once she was paired with me, it was like, oh, we're taking this ball and we're running with it. You know what I mean? And I feel like we're still doing that to this day. So, yeah.
Was there anybody at the PC that maybe helped you along with that maybe helped you find your inner jerk, so to speak, to play that heel role?
I think it was like definitely a team effort because they knew that I was not comfortable in the heel role because it was just new to me. But I think everyone really helped out. You know, Hunter, Sean, Road Dogg, Sarah, they all contributed in me taking on this new role, whether it be things from my facial expressions to how I am in the ring to my voice and my promos, things like that. So it was definitely a team effort and I needed that team so bad because I was like a freaking deer.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
In the headlights, I tell you.
So you were scheduled for the War Games match, but obviously we didn't get to see you actually perform in one. But yeah, you have been in the last two Royal Rumbles. And, I mean, it's wild to think. I mean, categorically different Royal Rumbles because of state that the world is in. How did they differ this year? Because, I mean, obviously I'm trying to poke around and find out everything I can about the Royal Rumble. It's my favorite event of the year.
Same.
But like I would hear people say that they were like, well, this year some of the surprise entrants, we would see them walking around the hallway the night before. And it's like, how was that different for you coming from NXT both years, from a stadium show to one without fans?
It still meant a lot to me to be included in this year's one. Obviously, any of the girls included from NXT, and given they couldn't include as many just because of the circumstances with COVID and things like that, they had to keep it pretty low-key in terms of the number of girls they could use. But it still meant a lot to me just because the Royal Rumble is my favorite pay-per-view too. And growing up watching it, it was... I think it's just this weird thing when you're watching it, you're constantly getting excited, or like every few minutes a new entrant comes out. It's like this amazing match is filled with surprise and shock returns. But last year's one was crazy. And the entrance itself in that stadium, that was all I needed. I didn't care about the rest of whatever I was doing, because like I could have been in there for 1 second. It wouldn't have mattered, because the vibe of the live crowd, especially a big pay-per-view like that, took my breath away. And us NXT girls also got to watch the men's match too later on that night, and none of us knew Edge was coming back. So we're just sitting up top and it happens. Oh my God, like that moment was insane, and we were all like little kids again. It was cool.
It was so funny, because when I would talk to wrestlers this year, they'd be like, well, yeah, of course we saw Christian running around backstage, but he's there for stuff all the time. Like, not all the time, but he's there to do like digital stuff and to do shows.
Oh, right.
And then he's in the match, and people are like, well, you're in the match.
See, I didn't even see him, so it was still a surprise to me. So I think that's a benefit of being in NXT.
And to your point about constantly getting excited, I battled ADHD for most of my life, and it's hard to hyper-focus on something, but when you have a new person coming out every minute and a half, it's like, oh, you have something else to divert your attention to, or to be excited about, or to,
yeah.
I think it's really perfect for a wrestling audience, and it's why it stood the test of time.
Yeah, for sure.
As far as finding out you were in it, how did that differ this year? Because I heard varying things about that too.
Yeah. So last year, I'm pretty sure it was the day after Worlds Collide. So it was after mine and – oh, no, we didn't have the street fight there. Sorry. It was – we had just a little promo, me and Tegan, in that show. And we all got told, like, after that. So it was very last minute. We were all rushed in the bus, like, to go get ready for it. And that was cool. That was super, super cool. This year we found out a few weeks prior, which was also cool. It was myself – Ember, Shotzi, and Rhea, and then Tony as well. We were all pulled into like Coach Bloom's office and told they really like sharing that information with us, because it's such a cool, exciting time, and us girls were super, super happy, and it's a nice little moment, you know. Like, there were no cameras in there, there were nothing over the top, but it was just nice for him to deliver that news to us, and it felt special just because of the limitations and restrictions in which NXT is being used. With Raw and SmackDown.
Speaking of sharing information, does somebody tell you, or do you tell someone else, I think I can fit in that locker? How does that work?
Okay, so this is a weird story. So they were talking about how they were going to do this bit, and like Rhea, for some reason, knew that I could fit in this locker because she fit in that locker. And I'm like, what are you doing putting yourself in
the locker?
I don't know. She's just fooling around, maybe. She like maybe just was trying to hide from someone and play a prank. I don't know. I don't know how she knew, but she knew that I could fit in it. I'm like, I mean, okay. And I did. I did fit. So
she is the tallest 5'7" woman on earth.
Yeah. Like, yeah.
Like, it is. That's unbelievable. I'm willing to bet she didn't show you.
She's a contortionist. She's a contortionist, I guess. She can, like, really, like, I don't know how that worked, but...
That seems like one of those things, like, I don't know, like, I question if she was being truthful when she was like, oh, I can fit in it, so you can.
I know! Too. I was, like, looking at her, like, these lockers aren't big, but, I mean, I'm smaller, so I guess we could try, and yeah, she shoved me in there, and I fit, so...
Oh, amazing.
Yeah, so weird.
Another thing I'm always just fascinated with the physics of is your chiropractor move. How do you even dream up something like that? Because the first time I saw it, I was like, oh, she's going to do like a meteora or something standing.
Yeah.
And then you flip over your opponent's back.
The backbreaker.
How do you even dream that up?
Well, Ember is the one that actually suggested. She like gave me that. I think she may have done it before on the indies. I know that a few people have done it before on the independent scene. So I had never seen it until she actually explained to me the physics of how it worked. Because I'm like, wait, so we're like, you know, we're at training and she's explaining it to me. I was like, I didn't really understand how it worked, let alone for the other person to like work with me on that. But yeah, we did it and practiced it, and then now it's a thing.
So was it one of those things where like you try it the first time and you're like, oh, I can do this?
not the first time. There was like a little bit of like, let me try that again. I feel like with a lot of moves, I need to like practice it a few times, and then I'll feel comfortable with it, because, you know, TV wrestling is very live. TV wrestling is very, if you mess up, like that's there it is. And I wanted to make sure, like with anything that I do, that it's, I'm comfortable with it and my opponent's comfortable with it, because,
live TV, man. As we wind down here, when you were accepting the Dusty Rhodes Tag Classic Award, obviously Nia and Shayna came out. You had that interaction. In the corner, there's Beth Phoenix and MSK, basically creating a whole wave of GIFs for Twitter to use. Were you catching any of that out of the corner of your eye? Were you seeing any of that while this was going on? And was it hard to stay in on something like that when you've got those people, even Beth Phoenix, one of the most intimidating performers ever?
She should just join MSK at this point. It was awesome. I didn't really catch what they were doing, because the interaction that Raquel and I had with Nia and Shayna was so intense, and we were kind of going back and forth there. But it wasn't until afterwards. But beforehand, I knew what they were kind of trying to do. So I told them too. I was like, you guys are going to make some GIF moments right now. You better make the most of that. And sure enough, they did. But yeah, they're cool dudes too. I'm super happy for them. But yeah.
A couple of breakout performances on that NXT TakeOver show for the Dusty Rhodes Tag Classic. And I thought it was fantastic to see them as well. That's not the only thing you've been up to, though. You've been a part of Up, Up, Down, Down as a part of the Restart. How has that been for you? I mean, we've seen you gaming in the past, obviously, but Up, Up, Down, Down is a juggernaut in the gaming community.
It really is. And I maybe being within that sort of bubble, I forget how big Up, Up, Down, Down is on that level until I see how many followers they got on YouTube, and it's like, oh, this is cool. But it was all Creed that gave us the opportunity to put ourselves on Up, Up, Down, Down, which I am super, super grateful for. I always will be. He's like the best guy. He always looks out for everyone. He's like got a heart of gold, honestly. But it really has given us another platform to present ourselves, you know, because obviously there's NXT TV, which is its own sort of monster over here. But that's like so fun to me. I love gaming, and I get to be myself on this sort of channel, and we get to have the puppies on there too. And it's super fun. But he's the one that gave us the opportunity to sort of put our brand on this channel. And yeah.
A lot of the wrestlers that I talk to that are into gaming, they find it so natural to do this because they're on camera anyway. They're connecting with an extension of their personality anyway. Was that the same with you?
Yeah, 100%. I didn't really ever have to try, because I was just being myself. And when I was streaming as well, the interaction with the chat was just, I think that was priority for me. You know, gaming is always going to be fun, whether I'm streaming live or I'm not, I'm just doing it at home. But because of 2020 being the way it was, it really gave me the opportunity to talk to, you know, fans, and then for them to create their own community called the Mad Dogs community. And I get messages, and they send me letters and gifts to this day about saying things like how much the community really helped them through a really rough time. And that means more to me than anything else I could have hoped to achieve with that. And yeah. I don't know. It's really cool. It's a really cool feeling.
Guys, check her out. Part of the Restart on Up, Up, Down, Down. But you can also check her out Wednesdays NXT on the USA Network at 8 p.m. Eastern. Dakota Kai, I want to thank you so much for joining me. Long time coming. Hopefully not the last time.
Hopefully not the last time. Thank you so much, Sean, for having me.
Guys,
you're always so cool.
Oh, thank you so much. Until next time, we're out.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.